Well, I think it's a huge benefit to the town of Parma. It more than doubles our tax base. I think it increases the tax levy base by 117 or 118%. And, you know, and I think whenever you add $18 million to a $33 million budget, you're bound to have some significant impacts that will really allow us, you know, to go look at really enhancing education, enhancing just the quality of life in the community, and you know, addressing infrastructure issues. And at the same time, I'm sure, you know, we'll be able to look at reducing the tax rate. And one of the more unique features is the ability to reopen the contract if there are impacts that weren't or are not anticipated in relation to schools and housing. And, you know, we're the only casino agreement in the state that has that reopener.
Now, do you have specific plans for the money? There's been some talk about adding police, adding fire, so forth.
Well, there's certainly stipulations in the agreement that some money will go for policing, and some of that is the annual host community payment, but the mitigation payment, the $2 million, and as a portion of that, I believe it's $800,000 will go for policing, some will go for fire protection, and some will go for the DPW.
So basically what you have is a promise of a pot of money that you can spend pretty much any way you want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the overall package is going to allow us to spend, I believe it's $13.2 million, which is the base host community agreement, and that's pretty much unrestricted for the town to spend. There's also a kicker in there that we get 0.25%, which, again, is the highest in the state, of gross gaming revenue, where most of the agreements, if they even have that, simply get, I think it's 0.125%. And then over $400 million, we get 2% of all the gross gaming revenue.
So comparing this to the other two agreements that that have been negotiated here in Western Massachusetts so far, the MGM agreement in Springfield, which has been approved by voters, and the agreement in West Springfield with Hard Rock that will be subject to voter approval on Tuesday, September 10th. How does the Palmer agreement stack up compared to those two?
I think on balance it's a very good agreement. I think certainly for the size of our community in particular, it's far superior in terms of the average revenue per resident. I mean, you know, Springfield has $150 approximately per resident, and ours is $1,200 to $1,300. West Side's a little bit higher than Springfield, but still it's, you know, far lower than Palmer's. And then when you start to back out some of the things that folks count in there, for example, in the Springfield agreement, they count the $6 million that's going to Union Station project, which really doesn't benefit the city. You know, it benefits a private, a quasi-public entity, and doesn't go to benefit the taxpayers. So I think you're really looking at the money that's coming to Palmer is a direct benefit to taxpayers, period.
And now what's the next step in this?
Well, the next step, obviously, is the referendum, and I think it's important, in our community to ensure that we get a strong, positive vote. You know, I'm not sure where the margin will be, but, you know, I would hope that we could have the best turnout and the best margin in the state.
Now, you have scheduled this for November 5th, which is Election Day, although there are no local races in Palmer that day, correct?
Correct. There is no local election in Palmer. Our municipal election is in June now.
Do you get a sense that because Mohegan Sun has been actively courting Palmer and this project for so many years now that it's kind of a foregone conclusion that the vote is going to pass?
I'm hoping people don't become complacent because that's when you don't generate as big a turnout as you need. I think we have to assume that this is going to be a tough race. Certainly, you know, the opponents get much more fired up when they have a deadline. They have a target to shoot for, and they're going to generate opposition. And I think they've raised some questions that will certainly probably minimize the margin. And hopefully I'm wrong. And it'll pass easily, but, you know, I think it's important that we make sure that we turn out and we support this project.
Well, what are those concerns that you think that the opponents have brought up?
Well, I think the biggest one is the traffic concern. You know, they keep harping on traffic and crime, and I think one of the concerns that for most people is that, you know, there's not a formal, concrete, finalized plan for traffic. And the problem is that you just can't get that. You know, we have a commitment from Mohegan Sun that they're going to take care of all the traffic issues. We have more studies than anybody in Western Mass. And both their consultants and our consultants agree that the traffic issues can be reasonably minimized as long as there's something done from the turnpike exit, which is where 80% to 85% of the traffic is going to come from. You know, you're never going to get a final project until the project gets to be finalized, unfortunately. I don't want to call it a red herring, but I think it's certainly one of the most – it's difficult to understand why they wouldn't remediate that issue in particular. You know, if they can't resolve the traffic issue, they're not going to have people at the casino. And, you know, they make their money with butts in the seat, and that's it.